Mini episode 948 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 948 in our preview of the 2017-18 NFL divisional round. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with a look around the league and picks for each game. I was 1-3 last week, bringing me to 131-122-7, or 51.8% on the year. I'm all out of breathing room now, and I need to go 6-1 the rest of the way for my third consecutive year above the magical 52.4% profitable mark. Again, during the regular season, I was 31-18-2, or 63.3% on my big three, and was 12-5, or 70.6% on my lock picks. Also, with a miss on the side and total in the national championship game, I was still 67-52-2, or 56.3% in college football picks on the FDH blog this year, making this my greatest season ever for picking the pigskin across the board. We start on NBC late Saturday afternoon with a rematch of the 2004 NFC Championship game as the Falcons look for revenge in Philly, laying a field goal up from 2.5 in a highly unusual spot with the number 6 seed favored over the top seed on the road. This is, of course, because of the disparity in quarterbacks at the moment. Atlanta's 8th in our FDH power rankings, Philly is 7th. Atlanta's 5th in our FDH strength of schedule rankings, Philly is 25th. Atlanta's 3rd in our FDH impressiveness of wins index, Philly is 12th. Atlanta's 15th in DVOA, Philly is 5th. Atlanta's 9th in offensive DVOA, Philly is 8th. Atlanta's 8th in offensive yardage, Philly is 7th. Atlanta's 22nd in defensive DVOA, Philly is 5th. Atlanta's 9th in defensive yardage, Philly is 4th. These numbers, especially the ones having to do with strength of schedule, show that there's a good case for the Falcons completely independent of the Matt Ryan v. Nick Foles matchup. It's eerily similar to the wild card round game of 4 years ago when the Eagles hosted the Saints, and we went with New Orleans largely based on our sense of Philly having a glass jaw based on the difference in schedule strength. We wouldn't say that Philadelphia has a glass jaw this year, because they were the top team in the league before Carson Wentz went down. But with Atlanta being suddenly dangerous again based on their inexplicable resurgence in L.A. last weekend, they have to be the pick. On Saturday night on CBS, Las Vegas is letting us know that we're in for a historic second-round mismatch as the Titans go to Foxborough, getting 13 down from 13.5. Speaking of 13s, Tennessee is 13th in our FDH power rankings, New England is 1st, in our FDH strength of schedule, Tennessee is 31st, New England is 12th. In our FDH impressiveness of wins, Tennessee is 28th, New England is 1st. In DVOA, Tennessee is 18th, New England is 6th. In offensive DVOA, Tennessee is 18th, New England is 1st. In offensive yardage, Tennessee is 23rd, New England is 1st. In defensive DVOA, Tennessee is 21st, New England is 31st. In defensive yardage, Tennessee is 13th. New England is 29th. Let's keep this one simple. When the Patriots are supposed to really blow somebody out in the playoffs, they usually do. Looking for the back door with a team that doesn't really belong in a game like this is a total smart mark move, and we're not going to fall for it. In the early game Sunday on CBS, the Steelers try to avenge their earlier drubbing at home by Jacksonville. Pittsburgh is laying a touchdown. Pittsburgh is 6th in our FDH power rankings. Jacksonville is 12th. Pittsburgh is 12th in our FDH strength of schedule index. Jacksonville is 27th. Pittsburgh is 17th in our FDH impressiveness of wins index. Jacksonville is 24th. Pittsburgh is 3rd in DVOA. Jacksonville is 8th. Pittsburgh is 3rd in offensive DVOA. Jacksonville is 16th. Pittsburgh is 3rd in offensive yardage. Jacksonville is 6th. Pittsburgh is 9th in defensive DVOA. Jacksonville is 1st. Pittsburgh is 5th in defensive yardage. Jacksonville is 2nd. Yes, the Jaguars put a whooping on the Steel City a few months ago, but that was before Blake Bortles got exposed. Granted, Pittsburgh's run defense is very weak, sans Ryan Shazier, but they'll have the luxury of loading up the box and forcing a tough Jag defense to respect both the run and the pass. The home team wins and covers here. The last game of the weekend should be the real main event, just as it was last weekend, also with the Saints. They'll be on the road against a Viking team on CBS looking to avenge their loss in the 2009 NFC Championship game and will be getting 5 up from 3.5. Minnesota's 4th in our FDH power rankings, New Orleans is 3rd. Minnesota's 21st in our FDH strength of schedule rankings, New Orleans is tied for 8th. Minnesota's 6th in impressiveness of wins index, New Orleans is 5th. Minnesota's 4th in DVOA, New Orleans is 1st. Minnesota's 5th in offensive DVOA, New Orleans is 2nd. Minnesota's 11th in offensive yardage, New Orleans is 2nd. Minnesota's 2nd in defensive DVOA, New Orleans is 8th. Minnesota's 1st in defensive yardage, New Orleans is 17th. Prior to the playoffs, we envisioned this as the NFC Championship game, and it's a battle clearly worthy of at least that much. At the risk of oversimplifying here, it's Drew Brees against Case Keenum, who, granted, is having a career season. But we'll take the surefire Hall of Famer and his team for a cover and win on the road, earning the right to host what we believe will be an awesome rivalry game for the NFC Championship in the Big Easy next weekend. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classics, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, The Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.